Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome to the Coffee Break Podcast. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us this morning. A little bit of a technical snafu in the recording of our guest today. We're chatting with Kathy Burwell, the CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. Not sure what happened. We lost a little bit of introduction at the front end, but we're going to join that conversation just a few minutes in.
They are. We were very encouraged that the governor has opened up more of the businesses, and also is getting rid of the 14-day quarantine for people coming from out of town. As you know, tourism is pretty important to all of Montana, and especially Helena, and so we've been getting tons of calls at the chamber from people who want to come and but didn't want to have to quarantine. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it'll open up a little bit of tourism. Tourism is still going to see a huge impact this year. A lot of the group tours and the big bulk of the tourism has canceled. Maybe some of them will reschedule, but I just don't know. I think the hotels and the hospitality industry is going to just continue for probably the rest of this year to see quite an impact.
Yeah. I mean, it's been such a tough time. I mean, what is your communication with Helena businesses been like? I mean, what are you hearing from folks?
Well, you know, they're probably not. Some of them are pretty upset. It just depends on the industry, and some of them are just accepting of what has happened. The restaurants, they have gone above and beyond to meet all the new parameters of being open. And, I've been in quite a few of them, and the owners and managers are really pretty upbeat and hopeful that people will start coming in, because they are cleaning, and they have spaced the tables. Your condiments don't come to the table unless you want them, and they've been sterilized. Your silverware comes in a plastic bag. I mean, it's just, it's different, but they have really worked hard, and yet people are still pretty cautious about going out to eat. So they would really like to see people come out and give it a try, because they have worked really hard, and they're trying to get all their people back to work and off of the unemployment. So, some like that have really had, a huge impact, but they're trying to make the best of it. There's some others that are still, there was the bars and casinos got hit pretty hard with closures, and then we're still working to get the bar seating will be hopefully open here soon. And so it's just been a different world, and we've worked really hard with a lot of businesses. During this thing, we've probably talked to 400 or 500 of our members, and that's it's a little overwhelming, yeah. But they some of them just wanted to hear from us. I think I told you last time we met that the chamber just had to be nimble and reactive and really refocus. I mean, we have done work that we've never done, and I think it's a good thing. I mean, we're totally focused on business assistance and less events and less other programs and stuff that we normally do. And so pretty much 90% of what we're doing right now is concentrating on how we can help members get through this and keep their doors open and be successful.
The president and CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce, Kathy Burwell, our guest on Coffee Break this morning. And it is just such a hard time for so many. And I'm still going to guess that we've had some amazing stories, some really nice good things happening as well.
So far I haven't been party to some of those good stories. most of it, has been as far as the business world. I'm sure there's some things out there, especially with the citizens and people. And for all the businesses to be cleaner and more conscious of not spreading any germs or viruses or anything, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, I was in one of our larger stores yesterday, and I was kind of astounded at how clean it is, And there was a lot of people there. So, You know, I think that's not necessarily a bad thing, and I hope that some of these cleanliness habits stay with these businesses. But we still have a lot of businesses with larger offices that are not back in the office. They are waiting, some of them, till the 1st of July.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do know that the chamber jumped in and helped push the 50 by 5 challenge. And that was neat to see people kind of really latch on to that.
And we'd still like people to keep doing that.
Yeah, that's not done.
And you know, even though we the intent was by May 5th, but I think we should do it for every month, for June 5th. And, for you know, if everybody in the, if the half of the people in the county go out and spend $50 in a local business, and especially the small businesses who hurt the worst, that impact is over $1.5 million just in that effort. So we really encourage people to get out there and drop into some of those small businesses that were hurt the worst and spend some money and help them out. And just remember, they're the ones that are always there for you when you need sponsors or support for your events or whatever. And we got to get them back on their feet so they can do that again.
Yeah. Well, one thing I've seen is that on your webpage, you do have quite a bit of resources available. You have a guide for reopening. Is that relatively new to your site?
That's brand new. We just posted that yesterday, and kudos to Katie Nichols in our office. She's our communications person. She put that together and built it. And, you know, we stole a lot of the information from sites, but we put it together in one place. And I think, you know, even if people are already reopened, there's some really good information in there and some good tips for getting your name back out there and re-promoting yourself through social media and different things to do to get yourself back up. One of the things was to Google your business and see where it comes up and see what you need to do to get that your business noticed more if people are looking for your product or your type of business. And, you know, some social media tips, doing an email blast if you have an email list. You know, just kind of letting people know you're back open and up, you know, ready for them to come back.
Yeah, well, and you also have information, of course, on there about the different assistance available from, you know, loans, grants, stuff like that.
Right.
The protection program. You've got a lot of information for businesses there.
Exactly. And we want people to know if you haven't applied for the PPP loans and stuff, it's not too late. They just sent out a directive 2 days ago saying that they still have over $100 million to put out. And so we want to encourage people, you know, go see your banker. There's a lot of help for you online, but you can also probably need to submit it through your banker. And those will pay you for 2.5 months of payroll. And it has to go towards payroll and rent or mortgage. So, but that's a real boost to some of the ones impacted the most and can mean the difference of keeping your doors open or not.
Kathy Burwell, the president and CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce, is our guest this morning on Coffee Break. And we're talking about the reopening toolkit that they've got there on the Chamber of Commerce website. And that's just, it's such a neat thing to have because, like you said, you got information from other places, but that's almost the problem. There's almost too much information out there everywhere, and it can kind of be a little overwhelming, I would imagine, for small business owners to go, I just need this all in one spot. What do I need to do?
Exactly.
You've gone ahead and done that.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to make. And we're trying to make things easier for them the best we can. And, you know, if they have specific issues, you know, member or not, we're all in this together, and we definitely want to see all businesses in Helena succeed. So if they're having issues that perhaps the chamber can help with, have them, you know, they should give us a call here at 442-4120. Gosh, I never call our own number. I had to go look at that. But seriously, you know, we've done a lot of advocacy throughout all of this. You know, we worked with the county health department to get them to reopen the Lewis and Clark County campgrounds when they, you know, that was really tough for our businesses that deal with RVs and that type of thing, plus the citizens here wanted to social distance out in the woods. And so, you know, we worked with the county health department to get those reopened. You know, we also worked with a lot of businesses as they were trying to determine if they were essential or non-essential. And you know, I have to say I hate that term because I think all of our businesses are essential. And but, you know, they were being classified by the government as to who could be open and who couldn't. And, you know, so we've done a lot of work on that. A lot of, you know, if somebody has an effort that we can help with, we'd certainly take a look at that and see what we can do, because that's pretty much our focus right now is all on what we can do to help businesses stay in business and get back on their feet and move forward.
Yeah, and you've been doing so much work there, you know, working with businesses, putting information on social media, on the website. I mean, it's just good information for businesses trying to negotiate something that none of us ever really planned for. There wasn't a course on this in business school.
Right. And the other loan opportunities that are still out there, and I don't believe they have used up the money, is the ones that the state put out there. If you go to covidrelief.gov, you can find that on the montana.gov site, and there's still those $10,000 grants and some other things, you know, for different types of businesses and nonprofits. And so I encourage people to go out there and apply for those, because I think that there's a good probability that you can get that. And, you know, $10,000, you know, for a small business, that's a couple of payrolls or whatever. It would help a lot. So if nothing else, you could use it to advertise that you're open for business.
Yeah.
I think that people really need to look at all opportunities for some extra funding, because it you know, eventually it's going to go away.
Helena, Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Kathy Burwell, our guest on Coffee Break today. We've got to take a quick break, so we're going to go ahead and do that, but then we'll come back and chat more on Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break, and I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around this morning. I do appreciate that. And sticking around with us on the phone, we're still doing the phone thing. Maybe soon we'll actually... I'm not even in the same studio as Kurt right now. We just have to listen to each other. President and CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce, Kathy Burwell, our guest on the phone today. And Kathy, I know you and the chamber conducted a lot of town hall meetings with various representatives. Explain to us what was going on there and what information you got from that.
Well, you know, those were just good information and you know, by a town hall meeting, that meant that the participants could ask questions and get some answers from our elected officials. And, you know, those were highly attended. It was kind of crazy. The one with Governor Bullock had 256 people on the call. And I've become somewhat of a Zoom expert, maybe not as good as I could be, but I'm telling you, I never even knew what Zoom was 2 months ago. And now we've been having all of our board meetings via Zoom. We're doing a lot of statewide meetings, but we've done these for our members and anybody, really. We didn't limit it to just members, but we've had Congressman Gianforte, Senator Daines, and Governor Bullock, and then we've had some other information on Zoom meeting opportunities that were COVID-related, or, you know, there's different businesses here in town that could help them navigate some of the issues they were dealing with. So we promoted those out and tried to get that information to the businesses so they could listen in. And, you know, since many of them were working from home, they had more time to listen in.
Right. Yeah, so many of us, that's what we're doing now. I know you've been talking with so many people lately, and as you said, that's sort of been a little bit of the shift, is now there's a lot more one-on-one and direct just communication rather than the events. And I know you worked on a lot of stuff about with businesses talking with elected officials, like you just mentioned, but how much communication has there been with local officials, like the health department, that sort of thing?
Well, most of that's been on an as-needed basis. You know, as I mentioned, we worked with the health department when businesses were having some challenges that they felt were unfair or needed to be changed or adapted. And so we worked with Drenda over there, and she's been very reactive. And so we appreciate, you know, they've been under a lot of stress, and this has been almost a 24/7 effort for the health department and others that have been involved with this. So we worked with them. We haven't had a lot of interaction with the city or the county at this time. I think some of them were a part of some of our town hall meetings and that, but anyway, we're just, you know, we really are trying to keep Helena moving forward in all ways. And I'd like to see a little more confidence as people look for events and activities going forward. I know there's a lot of people out there that are a little nervous about larger events, but, you know, at some time we got to get back to normal. And those events have such an impact on the community. I'm hopeful that they might continue with our fair and rodeo, but I'm not sure that that'll happen. I would understand if the concert didn't go, because that's a huge number of people, and they have to have that huge number to pay for the for the artist. But if you've been to Walmart or Costco or any of those stores, social distancing can happen even with a large number of people, and it's a personal choice. If you don't want to go, don't go. You know, I mean, everybody has that choice of staying home or not, just the impact of these events. The Chamber's moving forward with our golf tournament on June 19th. And we are hopeful for our big night out in October, which has about 650 people. So, some of these events may look different. I know the Big Brothers Big Sisters are doing their event virtually. And, they're very creative with how they've done that. So, you know, I hope people still support them and still try to, keep that impact. But these little communities across Montana that are losing their fair and rodeo, that's a huge impact. I mean, millions and millions of dollars to those communities when they have that large event. And so, plus you got to also think there's a lot of Montanans who make their living by the rodeo circuit. And they're having to stay home and do different jobs and yet try to stay in shape in case they get to go. And so it's really a different world right now. And, you know, I'm not saying any of it's right or wrong, but it's sure challenging.
Yeah, and speaking of challenging, I know even if the health officials say, you know what, we can go on with our fair and rodeo, you know, we got to do it different, but we can go on. From talking with folks out there, it sounds like all of our stock is located in Canada. So they have offices here, but all of the actual stock is in Canada. So actually getting the animals across the border, then you get into the international issues. And will Canada let them over? Or if they do, will they let them back? So, there's so many moving pieces. And it sounds like, though, that as things open up a little bit more in terms of the Chamber, you know, right now so many of your events are postponed or canceled when we talk about business after hours and ribbon cuttings and that sort of thing. But it sounds like maybe we're on the edge of that starting back up again in some form or fashion.
Well, we're hopeful. You know, the groups have to be 50 or under, and so we are looking at restarting our Wisdom Wednesday program, where we have informational speakers, and because most of those had we've had as many as 60 at those downstairs, but we could limit it, and you know, so some of the things just have to look a little bit different. And I'm hopeful that they'll keep opening it up to bigger numbers as we go. You know, like our golf tournament has 140 people, but if you look at golf leagues, they have as many, and they are up and running. So, you know, I'm just hopeful that we can start getting back to some sort of normal. And, you know, I think in some ways, as my personal opinion, is that in some ways people have overreacted. You know, you got to get to a point where they feel more comfortable and they're not feeling so threatened by this. You know, whether we'll see an uptick in the number of cases through the summer, I don't know. I think Montana has been the safest place in the nation, so we got to be proud of that, and we got to, you know, we still have to be diligent and be careful, but I personally don't think we're going to see as big, you know, as much of a bump in cases in the summer or fall as maybe has been predicted, but we'll see. It all has to play out. You know, we've all been impacted. You know, the Chamber's a small business too. And, you know, we're looking at impacts to our budget by tens of thousands of dollars. And so we're doing everything we can to keep our business in business for business. So, you know, it's just one of those things where there has been a lot of impact. And, you know, we have had a budget that was 40% events and fundraising. So, we have to make a lot of adjustments and do the best we can to be financially secure, too, so that we can keep helping everybody.
Kathy Burwell is our guest this morning on Coffee Break. Kathy is the president and CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. We've got about 4 minutes left, Kathy, and you mentioned it earlier on, but, you know, here starting phase two in, a week and a half, something that at this point now. Great news as far as tourism is concerned. I mean, and I guess we don't really know what that's going to look like this year, but certainly it's going to look better now that 14-day self-quarantine is gone and it's a little bit more open. Hopefully people will come and everybody can stay safe, but we need those tourism dollars. There's an entire industry out there that was pins and needles waiting to see, are we going to have a summer?
Right. And, you know, what I'd really encourage is for Montanans to travel in Montana this year, because that's tourism too. We don't care if the tourism comes from Texas. A tourist in Helena could be from Sydney or from Kalispell or wherever. And, you know, this is the year to travel. If you want to look at, go see all the sites to see, and especially the national parks in Montana this year, this is the year to do it, because there will be less crowds and it'll be more enjoyable. It'll be, you'll know that you're helping their economies. And so I just really hope that people take a strong look at taking those weekend trips, or if you're taking a week off, you know, tour around Montana and help those communities get back on their feet. Our hotels have been hit by millions and millions of dollars in cancellations. And, you know, so we're just so hopeful that we can have some events that'll bring people to town. We hope that we have a crop of tourists that'll come in and spend some time in their capital city.
Yeah, those hotels, motels, they could certainly use the business anywhere in the state. And Kathy, just a couple of minutes left, but just generic business news. I saw First Security Bank is changing names.
Yes, they've become Ascent Bank, and, you know, the same great service, and it's a hometown bank. It was, originated right here in Helena. There was just a lot of confusion with, there's other banks in Montana called First Security Bank, so this sets them apart and gives them a better identity, and, you know, the people over there are just great people, and I think, you know, if you're looking for a new bank or you want a bank where you can get some specific personal attention, I think that people should give them a look.
And
the other thing,
go ahead.
You know, Bison Engineering is moving to the Enterprise building off of Carter Drive over behind Walmart, kind of. And that building has been sold to Stockman Bank, who will be putting a new bank in that corner there at the Capitol Hill Mall.
Oh, okay. Well, and speaking of sale of buildings, did I see the old IR building finally sold?
Yeah, and I'm not sure who bought that. I understand it's a developer who's going to remodel it and for office, for an office building, but I don't know that there's a contract for anyone to move in there yet. But it'll be nice. You know, that's a nice location and really a pretty nice building. It just needed some updating on the inside, and there's a lot of room in there. It's a pretty big building. So that'll also be good for downtown to have more people working in the downtown area. And so, yeah, that's been sold. And we get a lot of calls about the CARED engineering site. That is Helena Sand and Gravel is using that for a staging point for a project they're going to do over in that area. And so there is not a building or any project going on that property. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff still moving around town. That's the one industry that didn't get impacted as much is construction. The contractors are pretty darn busy. And so you're going to see the History Museum start moving forward. And, you know, there's a lot of buildings going up around the community.
Yeah, there's still a whole lot happening. And if you can get out there and support some of our local businesses, even a few bucks, just go in, say thank you, smile and wave. That's going to be helpful. So, Kathy, thanks for taking time today. I sure appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for letting me be on your show.
Absolutely. That's all the time we have. Join us tomorrow, Carroll College President Dr. John Seck, our guest. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.